From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Did you see what he had to say about the Love injury? As long as I'm in the lineup, we've got a chance.
Oh, I believe that. I do, too.
That's absolutely true.
He's kind of stating a fact.
That's absolutely true. And he's the only player I feel like you can put him with any 11 other guys, and that team contends for a title. Yeah. And Kyrie's still there. Also, probably a top 10 to 15 player in the league. That helps.
But as long as LeBron's there, that's all he's saying.
I
tend to agree with him. Do you guys think Houston will draft an offensive lineman or try for a quarterback this year?
God, I hope they draft an offensive lineman.
I hope they do.
They probably won't.
I'd like to see offensive linemen, and I'd like to see another guy in the secondary because they're not going to
lose one of those guys. If you remember last year, I said Texans should draft an offensive lineman, and everybody wanted Will Fuller. And you got Will Fuller, and then for about 2 or 3 weeks, people talked trash to me, and then he ghosted. And no one said anything after that.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At John Snow with a zero, not a no. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And, if you missed any of what you just heard there, all available on podcastarena.com. Lots of great stuff today. Or lots of great, as you almost said. So, one band that I've never seen and they never tour is, and I just looked them up, is Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. They're going to be in Toronto for 2 days in April. And I've been wanting to get to Toronto, and then I've never seen those guys. So,
Is that a trip?
A road trip? That looks like a road trip to me. I got to check and see if we can get tickets first. That's going to be the main thing.
I'm sure you can get tickets to that.
Yeah. Well, man, they barely tour. They usually do like 3 shows a year, but they've actually got a long tour, but most of it's over in Europe. It's something called Solothurn, Switzerland.
They only do covers, right?
Yeah. Well, they do punk rock covers of traditional songs.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. But they're like in London, but they got a bunch of U.S. dates, but it's all the Midwest and West Coast. So the 2 Toronto dates, and then I guess the other, they're in Chicago, but I'm going to have to be in Chicago a bunch when the wife's up there, so I don't really want to go to Chicago.
I like Chicago.
Yeah, she's got to spend like 6 weeks up there, so I'm going to be...
Well, that's a long time.
Yeah, I'm going to shuttle up there on the weekends when I don't have stuff going on here. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Beth Liebling will join us next segment. So if you have Pillow Talk questions, maybe you screwed up big time on Valentine's Day. I guarantee you there's somebody out there who did.
Not you, though, right?
No, it's not my fault. She got sick.
Right. It's on her.
Yeah, it's fine. I got to just sit at home and drink beer, and I was fine.
I was looking at the tour dates for Metallica.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping they were playing in New Orleans.
Ooh, yeah.
That would have been fun.
You know what we never check on is when we go to Vegas, who's in town.
I never pay attention to it.
And I don't, well, other than when Guns N' Roses was there.
Right. But that was like,
that was a once in a lifetime kind of thing.
Yeah. We lucked out on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just happened to be the right time. I mean, that was the perfect storm.
Yeah. All right. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. I don't know if you've seen this video, but it's one of those viral things. Unfortunately, I can't show it because it's radio, but I can discuss it. There's a little boy.
Okay.
And he's sitting around. Looks like he's about 4 or 5. And he's playing with a bird. Bird starts crawling up his arm. He then looks over
at... By the way, birds are gross.
Yeah, well, kind of a pet bird, which is still gross.
Yeah, my mom has a pet bird, and I hate it.
Yeah, my grandmother has two. I think she has two of them.
I already told my mom, like, when that bird, or if my mom dies before that bird, I'm just going to put the bird outside and just let it...
Say, see ya.
Yeah, let it fend for itself.
Well, this is what you probably would have done as a kid. He reaches over and tries to eat the bird.
Hmm.
Puts the whole... It's like he bites the thing.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and he's lifting it up above the head, and the bird could be heard panicking and squawking. And the older boys start shaking him to try to get him to release the bird. And everybody tries to get him to release it. He finally got away. 8.5 million views when after 17 hours. But and it was an aggressive bite. It wasn't one of those just little, eh.
Not a nibble?
No, no.
But went for the gusto.
But I that's the kind of thing I could see you doing as a kid.
No, I would not put that disgusting creature in my mouth.
Well, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Somebody says Steel Panther's worth the money. I saw them once, and my brother loves them. That's a, they're kind of a like comedy slash, but I didn't, I wasn't as impressed as I thought I was going to be. I've seen everybody I want to see now, except for a couple of things. I'd kind of like to see Robert Plant and Jimmy Page together again.
No, it'll never happen.
I know it'll never happen, but if it did.
Yeah, I would be there too, but I don't think it'll ever happen.
No.
I'd like to see the Stones again.
Yeah, I've kind of, I think I've seen enough of them.
Not me. I can't get enough of that. I was so glad I got to see McCartney one more time when they came when he came here.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And it was a cool venue. Like, Minute Maid is underutilized as a concert venue, I feel like.
Well, I think is I thought the Canelo fight that was there was pretty cool,
yeah.
too. I think they should use that for more stuff. But there's a lot of competition. I wish they'd get that stuff out of the Woodlands. And get it closer to town, but that's just me because I don't like driving for anything anymore. I don't even like driving to work.
And then I was looking at those Metallica tour dates.
Yeah.
And all three of the Texas dates are indoors. The next date after them is the Chicago date, and it's at Soldier Field. Like, that'd be kind of badass.
Yeah, that would be.
An outdoor, I mean, and it's June, so it's not going to be frigid. It won't be that hot, really, in Chicago, like, relative to here.
It'll be warm, but it'll be windy.
Yeah.
So.
Like, that'd be fun. I went, when I was in the Army, I got tickets to, I forget what the tour was called, but it was Metallica and Kid Rock and Korn. It was a bunch of bands. Yeah. It was like, and they were playing at this racetrack, like a NASCAR type track in Kentucky, and we drove up there, and James Hetfield got sick and couldn't sing, so we got all our money back, which was kind of nice, and got a free concert of Kid Rock and Korn.
Yeah,
but it, you know, what that kind of wanted to see Metallica. That's what we were going for.
I think one of the best ones I ever saw was at Rice Stadium. It was Van Halen and Metallica before they were really big.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the other bands there, but that was one of those. That's the first time I saw Metallica, and I was just blown away. And it was Van Hagar, which, yeah. But
what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, it was kind of cool to see both versions of Van Halen. Mom wants to know, what was the most disappointing concert? For me, Santana. I had high expectations for it, and they did like a 30-minute bongo solo.
You didn't like that, huh?
No. And I would also throw Red Hot Chili Peppers into that mix, too, because they did the same thing. They did a bunch of good songs, and then for about an hour, they just did this jam session where they're playing the same three notes over and over and over again. And they were obviously having fun, but I was like, can I leave now?
It was the Summer Sanitarium show in Sparta, Kentucky, at the Kentucky Speedway. And if you Google it, it says show, like, Metallica has a list of all the shows they've ever done.
Yeah.
They put the set list up and things like that. And it had Korn, Kid Rock, Power Man 5000, and System of a Down. And it says show notes, man down, Hetfield sits out show due to a severe back injury. All the bands come together to put together a unique show, which was true. They did do some Metallica songs.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, you know, the same show because James Hetfield wasn't singing.
Here's the lineup for that Rice Stadium show. It was 1988, July 2nd. Van Halen, Kingdom Come, who I don't remember anything about. Dokken, who I loved at the time, the Scorpions, and Metallica.
You seem like you'd like the Scorpions, too.
I did at the time. It's funny. I'm listening to a lot of that Hair Nation now, and I hear Scorpion songs, and I'm kind of like, why did I like that back
then?
Yeah.
I don't know why you liked any of that music in the 80s.
I know. And some of it I listen to now, I'm like, oh, man, this is great. And some of it I listen to and go, why the hell did you ever like that? Why did you ever think that was going to get you laid singing those songs? Oh, well. Guys, got to tell you about Harry's. You want something convenient. You want something affordable. You want something that's going to do a great job for you. And you want it delivered directly to you? Well, that's Harry's. They're going to take care of you. And for decades, the big razor companies, they just increase prices all the time. They reap immense profits at your expense. You have to go to the store to get them to unlock these things half the time. Well, that's not what happens with Harry's. Harry's bought their own factory. They take less profit, sell directly to you over the internet, so they can offer their blades at half the price. That's just $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more you're going to pay anywhere else. And we got a great deal for you. It's going to be even cheaper than that. They have a great free trial set. They're so confident that you're going to love their blades, they're going to give you this set for free. You just cover the shipping. It's a Truman Set ergonomic handle. 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post-shave balm. That's an $18 value for you to try. But this is only available to the Blitzers if you use promo code BLITZ at harrys.com when you check out. Start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer. $18 value for free. Just cover shipping to get your free trial set. That includes a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave balm. Go to harrys.com right now. Enter code BLITZ at checkout. That's harrys.com. BLITZ. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
ESPN 97.5.
My Pillow presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling. Brought to you by Darling Way and My Pillow.
All right. Time for Beth Liebling segment. We talked a lot about Valentine's Day leading up to this. How was Valentine's Day for Darling Way?
Oh, we had a great time at Valentine's Day. We had so many people come in, and we gave them all sorts of different advice, and people were there for hours, and it was awesome. I had a great time.
Have our winners come by? Did you hear our game?
No,
by chance?
No.
You
I
missed
somehow
it?
I missed the game. I'm sorry. We were open Monday, and we were busy, so I want to hear, but I understand we have a gift card for your winners and stuff, and I can't wait to meet them.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It was good.
It was good. Okay. Well, I hope they're going to come by sometime soon.
I hope so, too.
I'll be very excited. Can we do the game again sometime I can, like, hang out and be part of it, too? Was it tons of fun?
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yay.
It was a good time. We learned a lot about the couples.
Awesome.
So the winners were named Keith and Krista.
Okay.
Krista has never been with another man besides Keith.
Oh, it's amazing how often I find that.
So,
yeah, good. Props to her.
She's much less sexually adventurous than Keith also.
Okay.
So you need to find some way to get her in the mix.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because that's one thing that I'm actually pretty good at because I came from a very, very uptight family and we never talked about anything. So I totally understand. And, but I love talking
Do you think that not talking about it made it more... Like, because I always hear about, like, preachers' kids.
Yeah.
They end up acting out because everything is so considered so taboo.
Yes.
That they want to get out of that and figure out what's going on. Is that kind of what your situation was?
Yeah. And I'm rebellious, so I wanted to talk. When nobody else wants to talk about stuff, that's what I want to talk
about.
That's
when you want to talk
about it. So that's definitely where that came from. And it comes from also wanting to heal. I want then it to be easier for others. Because there's, you know, in all of us, we're always trying to heal ourselves and stuff. So, but yes, and I think there are a lot of people that, again, my family was not physically affectionate. And I think I grew up then associating physical affection with sex. That just seemed the way to do it. And that's that mental and emotional connection is not necessarily healthy. So I try and help people separate those two things. And especially men have a lot of that too. They think.
Right.
That's their way of bonding with somebody is through sexual. And for women, sometimes we just want the affection part. So.
Yeah. Interesting.
I know what Fred wants.
I'm pretty straightforward about what I want.
Things were pretty open at my house when I was growing up. Like, it was no...
Really?
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah. My mom's like a hippie.
Oh, awesome. So, I can't wait to meet her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was like a bunch of pot being smoked at my house. And
yeah.
There wasn't really anything secretive going on.
Wow. Well, I think that's healthier, though. So you grew up seeing, hopefully, a healthy romantic relationship, and then...
Oh, no. My parents got divorced. They hated each other.
Oh. Never
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, mine too. So, yeah.
Well,
we just knew about everything.
Too.
That's all.
Yeah, I just knew what was going on. Yeah.
Well, sometimes I love to meet people who actually grew up with healthy role models and learned how to have relationships.
I don't think that even happens.
There, it does.
I don't think
it
so. Like, my wife's parents are together, and they've been together forever, but I'm almost, I mean, their relationship is by no means healthy.
Yeah. No,
they're
I have.
Just one of those, she grew up in a family where you just don't get divorced.
Right. And I'm not big into that. Divorce sucks, but sometimes it's the right thing to do.
Right.
But I promise you, there are healthy, happy relationships, and they're so beautiful.
That. Not.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
There
okay.
are when awesome. You know, like young relationships, but not 50-year relationships. Those people all hate each other.
No, I had a woman come in, and she and her friend, and this woman had been married for 42 years, and she was talking about how she really loves her husband. They have fun together. Everything's good. I say, so what's the secret? She says, oh, you know, communication. Her friend walks away, and then she says, really, it's blowjobs.
Oh, you can't say that.
You can't say that.
That's one of the things.
That's one of the things you can't say.
We just have to say it's...
Sorry about that.
A blowy. You can say a blowy.
Right.
There you go.
Really, it's blowies.
Right.
Yeah.
There they
right.
go. So 42 years, but that's the secret. And that's the thing. So when you look around and start asking people if they're happy, and then ask them what their real secret is, because it's amazing. But it's almost always some sort of intimacy.
Okay.
So you have a review of this 50 Shades movie because you went to it. We would never attend such a thing.
Would you admit it if you did, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I admit to really ridiculous. I mean.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. You do. So your wife isn't
interested in I listen to Taylor Swift sometimes.
I love Taylor Swift sometimes.
Yeah, I listen
yes.
to Tay-Tay.
Yes. Yeah, that's why I like you. All right. So your wives don't want to see it?
No shame in my game, honey.
I like that.
No. She's not interested.
Okay. Well, so
she
I
wants
saw...
to go see the Lego Batman movie.
Okay, I'd rather see 50
house.
Shades rather than the Lego Batman
not
movie.
Not me.
But
Batman's
okay.
awesome.
Well, there you go. Everybody's got their thing, and I'm good with that. So, but yeah, this 50 Shades movie was actually way better than the first one, which is not saying very much because the first one was awful.
I heard it's not very
awful,
good,
awful,
but there is a lot of nudity in it.
There was a lot of nudity. There was, it was definitely more like softcore, I thought. I
mean, the new one or the first one?
The new one. The
okay.
new one. So I think they worked up at least a little bit of steamy in this latest one, but there's virtually no story. But it's a good excuse to go sort of get hot and bothered. And a lot of
okay.
women, I think, are going and getting hot and bothered by it. And that's a good thing. It should be a good thing for everybody concerned. But I'm not sure if then the men know what to do with their women when they're hot and bothered.
I know what to do.
Yeah? Yeah?
I know.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about it publicly, but I know.
You don't want to know. Okay.
So honestly, I don't even know what these movies are about other than the chicks go watch
I think they're about like bondage and...
Spanking?
Like soft limits and hard limits, which means like, you know, stuff that he wants to do, but then there's like hard limits means like stuff that even if they're playing the game, he's not allowed to do. Is that right?
Yeah, but they don't address those issues. Those should be serious considerations. There should be a lot of negotiation that goes into some sort of relationship
right.
like that. But they don't show any of it. They show this push-pull, and he says, oh, I won't do any of it. Like, it's all terrible, which is not the case. And she says, oh, I can't stand it. I'm afraid of it. And yet, I want it. So it's this push-pull, and I think it's silly. And I think people really should be able to embrace whatever level of impact they want in their relationship. But
is it good to negotiate before you start something like that? Is it good to set ground rules? Because sometimes the sexiness is just going at it.
The sexiness is going at it when everybody's happy. But if you're not really sure, then it's way better to have gotten it clear beforehand.
It's way better to get cleared beforehand than to go to jail for rape.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Safe, sane, and consensual. But really, think about it. I mean, a conversation about, you know, spanking your wife or spanking your partner or something, right? That should be a pretty sexy conversation. I'm not sure why that would be a bad thing. I'm not
That's
talking
true.
About...
there are women that don't like to be spanked?
There are some women who don't like
my
to
wife,
be spanked.
My wife hates it. I do it all the time anyway. Mostly not in the bedroom. Mostly like when she's going up the stairs, I do it.
Uh-huh.
She hates it. Hates it.
But is there part of her that likes it
nope.
even though she hates it?
No part of
oh.
her.
Oh. And you don't feel bad about doing it if she hates
not
it?
Not at all.
Okay. But and she just knows that's one of the things she just does.
That's one of the things she signed up for.
You liked it. Okay. Well, that's okay. So I believe in giving gifts.
Usually
so
she just makes me go up the stairs first now, though.
Oh, that's good. Does she spank you then?
No.
Oh.
Because then that would make me think that it's a game.
Oh.
It's an acceptable game. She wants to remove that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think it's amazing how many women, even really strong professional women, want to be spanked. It's amazing how many men want to be spanked, too. And that's a big thing. And it's okay. It's a sensation.
Fred, you like to be spanked? You like to be flogged?
No.
No?
No, not my thing. I don't mind it occasionally, but it's not my thing.
Okay. Occasionally, you like to be flogged.
No, not flogged, just, decent spank.
Okay. Yeah. Like put a, what do they call those things in your, like
not
a bite?
No.
Oh, just, a bit?
Yeah,
no,
a bit.
No, none of that.
In your mouth.
Just a hand. Just a nice hand slap.
No, you don't like the, what do they call those things with the.
There's floggers. There's some whips. Dragon tails.
You're not into that, Fred?
No.
A dragon tail?
No.
I think dragon tail is one of your nicknames on Wikipedia.
I love dragon type things, but no, not that.
Not that. See, I think floggers. There are all sorts of different floggers, everything from soft rabbit fur floggers that are just so teasing
bit.
And yes, and they just feel so good and soothing on skin and stuff, but to all sorts of different leathers. There are different hides. People will do elk or buffalo or cow or lamb. It's just ostrich hides, and then they all feel different. So to me, a really good flogger and stuff can be, it's like going through the car wash. When you were a kid, didn't you like those basically floggers coming down and washing your car? It just felt so relaxing.
That's great on my car, but I don't want it on my penis.
Oh, it doesn't have to be on your car. It doesn't have to be on your penis. What about on your back?
No.
Like a massage?
Not for you.
No.
Oh.
No. I don't really like anything around my back when I'm having relations.
You don't like any backdoor play?
No, not so ever. Not my thing.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, we need to really talk about some prostate stuff because that's definitely... That needs to get in your repertoire. It's healthy. Like your diet and exercise and sleep.
It's not going to happen. I'm just telling you. Hey, we have a call. We're going to get a call on real quick.
Why not?
Jesse.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing sportsy. We're doing sexy, too.
Awesome. Look, I was just listening to the conversation. I listen to you guys all the time, so I'm a big fan. This is the first time I've actually heard her on the radio, but I had a question for her because she just mentioned something about a difference between sexual affection and affection. And I'll be honest with you, I've always been a sexually affectionate person, and it's been a problem in my relationships. I was hoping she can elaborate on what can I do differently to just show straight affection.
Oh, thanks. I'm so glad you're listening tonight. And that's a really great question. So I would suggest, and I know this is difficult for some men, but sometimes I would set aside and just say that there's just no end game for you in a certain period of time, whether it's during the hours or whether it's at night or two nights or something. So then you're literally touching each other and kissing, stroking, hugging, whatever it is, but without the possibility of sort of a finale for you.
That just sounds like everybody's marriage.
Well, no, because really, do you think about it? In a long-term marriage, most people, when they're worried about that, when somebody's worried that it has to end in that finale, they basically take affection off the table, actually. So there's very little actual affection if there's not going to be a finale, I think. Is that not the case, do you think?
I'm not going to comment.
No, okay. Well,
Mandy wants to know if you read the books, the 50 Shades books.
Oh, of course I did.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course.
Of course you did.
Of course I did.
What kind of question is that, Fred?
Yes, but there are so many others out there. It's amazing how erotica is a huge genre right now. It's one of the few printed medias that's just going, business is improving, sales are skyrocketing, and more people are entering that world. So I love it, and I just am happy for people to find better quality of writing and better stories that are all safe, sane, and consensual rather than...
Well, I wrote about witch sex.
I know. That was very cool. Yes. I like that. And there's fantasy erotica. Yeah, you can go to town with all that.
Interesting.
Can you write some more for us?
No.
Oh.
Not right now. Let me just say my plate is pretty damn full at the moment, so it's going to be a while before I can get around to anything else.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it, but we're doing, at Darlene Way, we're going to do a workshop series on learning to write erotic poetry.
Really?
Yes.
You need a teacher for that? Will there be some hot women there?
I hope there will be some hot men and women, and then...
Not interested in the men.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
So what else you got? So when is that going to be?
We haven't put it on the books yet. Sorry, we're so tired from Valentine's Day. So the next thing we've got is a Shibari rope class on March 3rd that we're doing, which is just amazing, and a demonstration by one of the master riggers in the world. And then March 9th, we're doing happy honeymoon hints for newlyweds and stuff. Talk about things that even their mothers probably don't know, let alone wouldn't tell them.
So. See, Zhang should be in on that.
I know. Congratulations to Zhang. I'm so excited. That's just awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Anything I can do to help you out with that, you know, bachelor party, bachelorette party, and romantic photos? Yes. Come on, visit us.
I will reach out to you.
Zhang, for his bachelor party, wants someone to punish his prostate, he said.
Oh, awesome.
No. Yeah. No, I'm okay.
He didn't say tease. Okay. He said punish.
Okay. Well, so we're going to do the male, you know, fleshlights and everything for AJ. So maybe then Zhang will do the prostate. And we'll have to think of something else
We'll get Fred flogged.
No. Oh, we'll do, right? I've Flogging got some Freddy. Dominatrix will come in. Absolutely.
That's right.
No.
No.
Come
no.
on, Fred. Be no. a team right. player.
I am not a submissive. Sorry.
You want to learn to flog somebody else?
Oh,
well, that I'd be into.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go. There See, we go. We've got it all covered.
That can be your way. You always say, I wish I could beat my wife. I mean, that would be a way for you to do it without going to jail.
Right. What if she really liked it?
She's the more adventurous of the two, so it wouldn't shock me if she enjoyed it. But
yeah, perfect. Something for everyone.
Somebody asks from the text line: does Beth think the 50 Shades relationship is healthy?
Yeah, not really particularly.
No, but who cares? It makes people horny.
Yeah.
Well, that's the sad part. So it starts the conversation, but actually, the bad part is that people think he's not healthy because he wants to do these significantly impactful power plays. I actually think that's perfectly okay and healthy. It's the fact that he's trying to pretend he should be either all or nothing, or that he only wants to do it because he was abused and et cetera. And that's the problem that I have with it. But I think BDSM dominant kind of submissive relationship could be a very healthy
one. When is the last time you were dominated?
Well.
Yeah, I know you like to share.
I do. I've been single for, you know, several months, I have to say.
So no domination recently.
Well.
It's hard to be dominated by someone you just meet, right?
Yes. Right. Yeah. There really is. Especially when you're kind of a control freak, right? I basically want to be, I want to be in charge.
When is the last time you flogged a man?
I have never actually flogged a person.
Really?
I know. Isn't it funny?
You seem to know so much about it.
I know. But I know a lot about it, but I'm not the top in the romantic relationships.
Interesting.
I know. It's kind of weird. I'll tell you. I just think I like to be in charge in the rest of my
life. But if you had a man who wanted you to be the top?
No.
You wouldn't be able to flog someone?
No. Well, I might as a favor. There are things called a service top where I would just be doing it for their pleasure.
Right.
But
you would get nothing out of it.
I don't. Right. That doesn't do
okay.
it.
Okay.
The only thing
Fred is a service bottom.
Yes. Yes. Although he gets a little something out of it, he says, once in a while. But yeah. Yeah. I said the only part of me, though, that
Fred hates talking about his sex life on the radio. I don't know why.
Yes. And he's so cute.
Because it's just fine. It's fine. I don't have any complaints about it, so.
And that's a good thing. Yeah. I want to talk because I feel like if I'm not willing to share, people probably don't want to share with me. And the only the advantage they get is when they share with me, it gets to just generally stay with me. And here I am sharing. And I just don't want to embarrass my kids too much. Pretty much anybody else can know anything. My dad stumbled into the Shibari rope workshop last weekend. Had no idea what he's coming into. 76 years old or 77 years old. And stayed and watched this rope demo. It was amazing.
Is 76 too old to do Shibari rope class?
No. Not only because he just is such a generally uptight, you know, nervous, kind of conservative dude.
Are your parents still together?
No, my parents divorced when I was 13 and my mother passed a couple of years ago. So my dad's got his girlfriend and she was there. And she's very open-minded. She sends me books and everything. She's
awesome.
How
old is your dad?
He's like 77, I guess.
And you think they bang?
Yes.
Really? Do you ever give him hints on, like, how to please her?
But I had to explain to him what a tushy plug was. And so I will talk to him, but he turns bright red. Bright red.
Did he get the foxtail?
No.
Yeah, and you're not saving that foxtail for me. You can just stop with that.
That foxtail has your name on it, buddy.
No, we figured it out. We're going to teach you how to flog. That's it. I've got something for all three of you. It's going to be so much fun. There's always something to learn.
I will flog away. I like
that. We could put you in some black leather pants, too, and get you some really kind of hot dom outfit.
You don't want to waste something like that on me.
I don't know. When I saw you at the party the other night, wow, you looked like a whole nother guy. You walked in. You were hot, 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 hot. I was totally amazed.
But I don't like dressing up like that. I like being I like being a disgusting old troll.
No, I liked you
way
better.
It makes me feel better about myself.
You liked it. And then AJ was wearing purple, and I was lusting after his purple. I was like, really? You guys are just the best. I love being with you.
But just his purple, not him, right?
Oh, no, I always love him. He's got this smile and this twinkle. He's great.
That's right. I'm twinkly, Fred.
Yes. Yeah, you're the more, old state grouch.
You're hard to get.
Yeah.
Just got to work harder. That's Beth Liebling, Darling Way, 3423 White Oak. It's just a few blocks east of Heights Boulevard. You guys heard me talk about her a lot leading up to Valentine's Day, and I had a couple people tell me they actually went over and bought stuff. So open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Now you're back to normal hours, right?
Actually, we'll be open this Sunday. So we're going to see how Sundays go. So we're open Sundays also 12 to 6. So.
12 to 6 on Sunday.
Yes. And we love it when people come in and see the show. It's been great, and we love talking to all of you. So, and now I'm excited to meet Keith and Krista, and we will definitely help open the doors and open your eyes and give some more ideas. So thank y'all.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. It's been fun. I love my Wednesdays with y'all.
And I guess we need to go to break here because we went a little too long, but we were having fun. I guess it's better to go long when you're having fun than to go short. So, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
That was Pillow Talk, presented by Darling Way and MyPillow. Visit MyPillow.com and use code ESPNQB for a buy one, get one free deal. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place to lose your fears, yeah. Reckless behavior, a place that is so pure, so dirty, yeah. Rocked in the better day, better day, better day, loving us.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You stream us on any smart device, the all-new ESPN975.com. And coming up next, Soccer Matters with Uncle Glenn Davis. One more prize pack to give away. And we will be out at Sam Houston on Friday for the show, 4 to 7. And then I will be out there Saturday, 6 to 8 for the races. But you can win a four-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park. Join me in the special ESPN section. Complimentary buffet while you watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park.
No flogging in that section.
No,
right?
No flogging at all.
No whip will be used.
And by the way, don't call if you're just trying to win something, because people love these tickets. So watch, wager, and win Sam Houston Race Park this Saturday from 6 until 8. Handicapping contest, races 3 through 8. That's easy. You just put down the horses in order, and the winner gets a four finish line box seats for the March 3rd Camel and Ostrich night, which is a huge, huge night. The fun never ends at Sam Houston Race Park. Caller 15. Saturday night. All right, so we have deaths here, right?
We do.
Yeah, let's celebrate those who have passed away, which apparently include Waylon Jennings, which I didn't know.
Waylon Jennings.
All right, we start with 2013, Mindy McCready, American country singer.
Clemens' side piece at one point, right?
Yeah, apparently when she was like 15 years old.
Yeah, super.
Not good.
Not legal. but
37-year-old suicide. 2000, Charles Schulz.
Peanuts guy.
Yep. And he passed away at 77. That's a good run. 2000, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, American R&B musician. I Put a Spell on You, I guess, was his.
I'm familiar with the song.
Dead at 70.
I would have never guessed the name. It's funny how he makes the list, but
Waylon Jennings and not. Well, I'll put Waylon Jennings on the list. So there you go. 1996, McLean Stevenson, actor from MASH, dead at the age of 66. 1996, Roger Bowen, also an actor from MASH, dead at 62.
Oh, boy. Bad bad week for MASH.
Yeah. That must have been one of the weeks where the whole unit was getting bombed.
Yeah.
Sports Guys 2012, 57 years old, Gary Carter, gone.
Good old Gary.
Eddie Matthews, third baseman for the Braves, 69 years old in 2001. Here's your political figures. Antonin, I never could say Scalia. Yeah, Scalia.
Scalia.
Yeah, it's Scalia. We got it right on the third try. Dead at the age of 79.
I don't like that name, Antonin.
Yeah, that sounds Russian. Sounds communist to me. Nyet. 1294, Kublai Khan, the Mongol emperor. I only know that because somebody wrote a poem called Kublai Khan. 2003, Dolly the Sheep, the first mammal to be cloned from adult cells.
My favorite cloned mammal, by the way.
Only made it to six, though, so maybe.
In sheep years, that's a good run.
Is it?
I don't know.
All right. Pope's...
I ate so much lamb last night.
Oh, really?
Oh, lamb and cow, lots of it.
Good for you. Honorius II, also known as Lamberto, dead in 1130.
Lamberto.
And in 999... Gregory V, also known as Bruno.
Bruno.
He was the first German pope.
It sucks when you can't make it to 1,000.
Yeah.
You're so close.
Almost there. The founder of JCPenney, also known as JCPenney, 1971, dead at the age of 95.
That's a pretty solid run.
All right. You know what? I was bored yesterday, and I watched the Geronimo movie with like Kirk Douglas's Geronimo. Which
that's so racially.
It's terrible. It is. You watch all these movies. Everyone who plays a Native American is a white guy. But Geronimo died in 1909. Wilhelm Wagner in 1883. Martin Luther, the biblical scholar, in 1546. He's the one who nailed the thesis to the wall. God nailed him to the ground at the age of 62. Frank James, who was the lesser James. Of the Jesse James, James Younger gang, dead at 72 in 1915.
Thoughts and prayers.
He actually trained horses at the fairgrounds at one point.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Little known useless
fact. I don't remember that.
From my horse racing knowledge. All right, here's our best deaths. 2000, Tom Landry.
Oh, Tommy boy.
American football coach of the Dallas Cowboys, 75 years old. Jerry Jones killed him. 1973. Frank Costello, American gangster, dead of a heart attack at 82. 82 is an amazing run for a gangster.
I mean, Abbott must have been devastated.
He was. Those two, you couldn't separate them. Needed a crowbar. But Frank Costello, actually, underrated gangster.
Is there a movie about him?
Well, he was in Mobsters. He was in, because he was Charlie Luciano's guy.
Okay.
And then they allowed him to retire at one point. He was a boss. Yeah, I'm gonna have to dig up my mafia rankings again because he's higher up than you would think. Let's see who else. Nat King Cole, 1965. 1564, Michelangelo. Dead at 88.
I think this might be the first time I've ever seen Michelangelo's last name.
I'm looking at this going, who the hell is Michael Buonarroti? Oh, Michelangelo.
Buonarroti.
Yeah, see, there you go. Works for that. And but 88 years old in 1564, that's like living to 150.
Yeah.
Now. That's amazing. And finally, in the year 270, St. Valentine.
No.
Some sources say 269, according to this. Others, 273. But
get your sources right. It's 4 years apart.
So Valentine, he's been dead for that long. Why are we still celebrating him? I'm just curious.
I don't know.
All right. And there's no porn stars, so that's it.
What?
No porn stars. No payoff.
No porn stars.
Kind of like what Beth was talking about. Just
no porn stars and no no Waylon Jennings. That's too bad.
Yeah.
And I know you wanted to talk to Uncle Glenn here. We got a couple minutes. If you
Bring him in.
Oh, bring in our boy.
Why didn't you tell me? I would have interrupted the deaths. They weren't that damn
good.
No,
we still have about 4 minutes.
Oh, okay, we'll get him in here.
He's walking in.
All right. Mm. Uncle Glenn.
He said, great Uncle Glenn.
Oh, okay. Well, I think you're pretty good.
The
but
greatest.
I don't know if I want to go with great. Finally great. Well, I've been trying to tell you to quit calling yourself the, your self-proclaimed best soccer show. You have the best soccer show, period.
I think it's the best.
Yeah, AJ Hoffman and Fred Fowler say it is the best soccer show in the world.
We got a mutual love affair going on here with our shows here. I appreciate that. But, you got to take, you got to have a little fun with your own personality, right?
That's right.
We all do. We all do.
The big announcement?
Big announcement, huh?
Your beautiful niece has been impregnated with the seed of greatness.
I think you predicted that.
I did.
I think you predicted that.
You acted like it was an uncomfortable conversation at the time.
No.
I guess the thought of Derek Jeter ejaculating with no condom inside of her bothered you.
Terminology, yes.
Right, but now
that
it's happened.
I would never say that about your wife and your kids.
But I did twice.
You did.
It happened.
You did.
And I impregnated her. My seed found its way. Yeah. And now Derek Jeter's seed has found his way. Now
they were trying to have a family.
What a great, what a talented, beautiful baby this will be. You must be overjoyed.
Our whole family's pretty excited. I mean, I got 90-year-old parents that are pretty excited.
Oh, that's exciting news.
It's a good thing. She's excited. I know she comes from a family that is a nurturing, close family, or siblings and everything. So, I think once they were getting married, I think it was pretty obvious what was going to happen.
What a genetically blessed child this will be. I was thinking about that. Do you remember Aaron Ross, who played in the league in the NFL for a while, played at Texas?
Yeah.
He's married to Sonya Richards, who's an Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah.
They're pregnant, they announced this week. And I was like, oh, what a gifted child that will be. And then the next day, I saw Hannah and Derek Jeter were expecting. I said, what is going on with these super babies? This is amazing.
We got to be careful when we start throwing the word "gifted" around too early.
It's genetically
and
blessed.
Athletically. She was a really good tennis player, right?
She was an excellent tennis player, excellent volleyball player. I used to do a few clinics in the Virgin Islands. She played a little soccer.
A bit of a bummer, I guess. With the pregnancy, she cannot be the Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover model this year. Kate Upton has taken that role, which I don't mind.
I don't think anybody minds.
As you know, Kate has
Kate winning the cover. I think
very
Kate,
healthy lungs.
She's a strong breather with those things. But
I think it's her third, right? Third cover.
Yeah.
I hear all this stuff because the females in my family.
It's a discussion, of course. Like, why didn't Hannah make it? Do you think it's because Kate has bigger boobs than her? What's going on with this?
These are how nobody knows how it's picked. But
oh wow!
I don't think they went wrong.
You're gonna push this kid into soccer?
I do know I will be this kid's first soccer coach.
Okay, but we need to
already
get this
been
kid
established
on a baseball
between
diamond.
Me and my niece.
No.
This is we're going back to my whole plan to fix American soccer by breeding, and this is a perfect start.
No, I don't think we need this.
And Glenn, unfortunately, we don't have time to dive into this, but I believe that we should get all the really good U.S. women's soccer players and breed them to foreigners, and create American soccer stars of the future. Like, get Ronaldo over here and hook him up with Hope Solo. It's like horse breeding. Come on, it's a great idea.
Who gets the better of that deal?
These are Ronaldo human, or
these
Hope
are human
Solo?
Lives,
who
Fred.
Gets,
wait,
who,
what are you doing?
Fred, who gets the better of that deal, Ronaldo or Hope Solo?
Solo, but that doesn't matter. We're trying.
The man always gets the better end of the deal.
We're trying to create soccer babies, okay? This is how we fix soccer in America. 20 years from now, people will thank us, Glenn, and you'll be head of the federation because you helped spearhead this effort.
You know what? I need a position. I need a position.
Like a doggy?
Just anything. No, that's great. That's a great position.
Right.
That's not what I was really thinking about.
Well, Glenn, you mean like, okay. Okay.
I meant, one
I'm
of these
confused.
Figurehead
I got you. I know what you're saying. That's my bad.
We got to get out of here or we're going to cut into your show, and I don't want to do that because
that's okay.
Best soccer show on the planet.
Looking forward to it.
Coming
I listen on my way home. I don't even like soccer. But I love Glenn. I think he does a great show.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I listened to a little MMA from you, and I'm a little more interested
it's a stupid
now
game,
when I see
right?
it on
you think?
TV. Well, I don't like seeing guys get their head bashed in after they're unconscious, but...
But at least when they're unconscious, they're actually unconscious. They're not pretending like those soccer guys.
You know, hey,
no,
those NBA
no
guys.
Faking injuries.
No, those NBA guys do that a little.
They
bit.
They do.
Well, if we're gonna start this breeding program, I think one thing we have to feed both of them is Whitmire's. That'll make
good
it
call.
Easier, right?
Whitmire's.
And if you haven't had a chance to try them yet, as a matter of fact, I've got a bottle of Space City Vodka at home. That's what I like to hit when I get home from work. I've also got the single barrel. Picked them up at the Specs downtown. They're in your Specs or in your liquor stores. If they're not, just tell them, hey, get this for me. In fact, there's a liquor store that I stopped by for the first time the other day, and they didn't have it and wrote down on the list to get it, and she's going to get it for me. And the cool thing is, if you want to try their great products, you can just go out to their newly remodeled craft cocktail bar and lounge. Matter of fact, they're open tomorrow from 3 until 9, Friday from 3 until 9, Saturday from noon until 6. You get to see all their great products. And they can host private events for you. You can do distillery tours on the weekend, which is also a lot of fun. All you got to do is go visit them at 16711 Hollister or at Whitmire's.com. Houston's first distillery is Houston's best distillery, run by Blitzers, run by veterans, great guys who make fantastic products. Whitmire's is growing every day. You need to be a part of it. That's Whitmire's.com. My young life away.
Tell me. Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.